Sandusky. This January, when all goes black, the glow of smartphones will light the way. Thumb Cellular's Black January event. 1 month, limited supplies, and all the world's hopes.
An interesting first half indeed. We're now into our halftime show. I'm Clark Ramsey, play-by-play, alongside of me, John Mooney. Some fast-paced play there, John, in the first half.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Lakers really turned it up a notch when they went to the full court trap. And as soon as they did that, it accomplished a couple of things. You know, number one, they were getting some pretty good steals off it. But number two, Cassidy was taking the shots that they did not want to have. I'll tell you who has the shot right now is Cody Orban. And that guy's making it from just about everywhere. And with the press, what happened with Cody Orban was basically he was taken out of the game. And they were taking some shots that they probably didn't want. I said earlier, that's what we used to call fool's gold. It looks like gold, but it's just not really there. And the Lakers gets an opportunity to go ahead and either take the bad shot, get the rebound, clear the rebound, and keep on going and doing the things they need to do. And they get to go ahead and dictate the tempo.
Well, both teams are in the locker rooms right now. Let's go through some individual stats. After the first quarter, Cassidy was leading 11-9. At halftime, Lakers lead 18-13. Let's start out with Cassidy. 11 of those points come from Cody Orban, and all in the first quarter. Cassidy didn't score for about 7 minutes and 50 seconds in the second quarter until Shank stole the ball on the inbound play from Lakers, went down the whole court, put it up for 2, and it was good right at the buzzer. The only 2 points in the second quarter from Lucas Shank. He has 2 thus far throughout the game. On the Lakers side of the ball, Nick Post has 3 off of a 3 in the first quarter. Evan Gasho has 2 in the first quarter. Kyle Bender has 2 points in each quarter for 4, as is 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Evan Kaczynski, a 3 in the second for 3 points. And Paul Zwemer, number 42, the big man in the post, has 6, 2 in the first, 4 in the second, and 2 missed free throws as well. The only foul trouble thus far is number 23, Alex Zalewski, for Cassidy. He has 2. Everyone else, Ethan Nickel, Lucas Schenk, Shane Rasmussen, and number 44, Morgan Erla, all have 1. On the Lakers side of the ball, they only had 2 fouls that first half. That was against Kyle Bender and Paul Zwemer.
That's been a pretty clean game as far as officiating is concerned. Both teams got into what they wanted to do, and, well, this is what's happening with Cassidy. They took 21 shots in that half. They made 5 of them, and that's a 23% clip. Not exactly what I'm sure the coach would want, and I'm sure he's talking about that in the locker room right now at halftime. For the Lakers, they had 9 field goals out of 25 chances, and there's a grand total of 36%. I think Coach is going to be very happy with that.
I agree. As Cassidy comes out of the locker room, trailing by 5 with 5.5 minutes left until we get the third quarter underway here. Like I said, for free throws, the Lakers have only taken 4, and they missed all 4 of them for 0%. That's an easy percent for me to calculate. Cassidy has not shot a single free throw yet. Some scores around the area at the end of the first quarter. It's Harbor Reach 12, Brown City 12. That could change things a little bit depending on the outcome of that game.
That's going to be a good ball game. So, of course, that's very important, Harbor Beach being in Harbor Beach also. And you really can't lose a game in that division anymore.
No, especially at home. As Harbor Beach is 9-1 on the year, went out to Bay City. John Glenn took care of them quite easily. Come to find out, John Glenn the night before played Bay City Essexville Garber the night before in a close one. The Irish came out, cleaned their clock, and left. And they're now 9-1 at second place in the Thumb Sports Association Writer Poll with 45 points. CPS is in first at 8-0 with 47. Ubley in third with 43 points, also 9-1. And that rematch is coming up in 2 weeks, I believe, as Harbor Beach then hosts Sandusky next week. So the East is very interesting, very confusing.
Pick your date. It's going to be interesting.
It's like politics in the East. Very complicated. You're tuned to WLAW. 4 minutes left in halftime here. You're tuned to WLAW. Lakers lead by 5, 18-13.
It's Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon. Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evening, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. All-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with salad bar, all for just $8.20. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
This is Patty Reinhart from Thumb National Bank and Trust. At Thumb National, we support our local community school athletics. When it comes to playing a game, you need a good coach to guide you to victory. Let Thumb National Bank be your guide for personal service, professional excellence, and over 100 years of financial experience that any team needs to succeed. Stop into any one of our offices and let us show you the winning difference that Thumb National can make for you. We're Thumb National Bank and Trust Company with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage.
That's right. We at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights.
Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams.
We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices.
We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet.
And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin at the light in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether you're picking up lunch or dinner for the family, with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day, roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli, remember you can stop in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping too. They thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Hometown proud, America IGA, down Main Street.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal, they salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX. Member FDIC.
Well, the third quarter is about to get set here to begin. Lakers comes out of the halftime with a five-point lead over Cass City, 18-13. After Cass City only scored 2 points in that second quarter. Looks like it will be Lakers ball to start out this second half on the court. We have Schutte, Post, Zwemer, Gasho, and Binder for Lakers.
Cass City back in their 2-3 zone.
Over to Schutte on the right side. Feeds it in down the baseline over to Binder. Being guarded heavily. And Gasho feeds it over to Zwemer. Zwemer can't get a hold of it. Here comes Orban over to Schenk. He puts it up for two, and it's good. So Cass City comes out with a little fuel in their fire. It's now 18-15 Lakers. Swings it over to Gasho in the left corner. Dribbles back up. Swing pass over to Post. Into the baseline. Looks like number 20 for Lakers. Binder went it up, but number 45, Israelson, goes with the massive block way out of bounds. 7.5 minutes left for the third. Lakers lead by 3. Inbounds it underneath their own hoop. Gasho feeds it into Zwemer, being guarded by Israelson. Doesn't know what to do with this. Actually back out to Gasho. Looks like there's a travel call on Zwemer. That's a turnover for the Lakers.